This Shabbos, we read Parshas Emor. In Parshas Emor, the Torah talks about all of the different Me'adim, all the different holidays of the year. And the first Torah talks about Shabbos, and then it talks about Pesach. And then after Pesach, it talks about that on Pesach, we second day of Pesach, we bring a carbon of Omer, which is a mincha, flour offering made from barley. And that carbon allows us to eat from the new grain in Eretz Yisrael. It was Nisr of Chadash. And after that carbon is brought, we're allowed to eat the new grain. And from the bringing of that carbon, we count 50 days, which we call Sfiras HaOmer. That's the period which we are in now, period between Pesach and Shavuos. And the Torah says, V'sfaratem lachem, you should count lachem, which is a plural to you. And from there, Chazal tells us it's a mitzvah on every individual to count the 50 days of Sfiras HaOmer until we come to Shavuos. Although the Torah doesn't reference that Shavuos was the day of Matan Torah, it's already first, and that we're counting in the days of Sfira, we're sort of counting towards Shavuos, towards Matan Torah. Regarding the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, the Pasuk also says in Parshas Re'eh, Shiva Shavuos Tisper Lach Mehochel Chermesh Bakama. You should count 7 days from the beginning to harvest the stalk, the kama. Now, the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that Sfiras HaOmer tzarach lispar ma'umad. You have to count Sfiras HaOmer standing up. Not only the bracha that you make on the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer you should do when you're standing up, but the sphere should also be lechatchila, should be standing up. Meaning, if someone doesn't, he still could fulfill the mitzvah, but ideally one should be standing. And the Mishnah Charetzion and the Mishnah Berurah, in Simutaf Beitas, he brings it in the Rishonim. Where does this come from? It's an asmachta. We learn it from that pasuk which you just mentioned in Parashas Re'eh. Mehochel chermesh bakama. Well, that's bakama is the stalk that you should count. Mehochel chermesh bakama, and don't read the word bakama. You should also read it as ba bekoima, which means standing up. So it's an asmach. That's a remez, sort of in the pasuk. If we learn from that pasuk talking about cutting down the stalk for the mitzvah, this carbon of the omer, we learn you should be standing when you make the count the Sfiras HaOmer as well. Furthermore, from the pasuk in our parasha, Parashas Emor, Sfaratem Lachem, we learn from there to other mitzvahs that they also have to be done standing up. We learn from the mitzvah by tzitzis, for example, you should put your tzitzit talis on when you're standing, because it also says the word Lachem over there. So the question which you wanted to discuss is, how is it that we learn from the fact that the kama, the stalk, is standing, that you should also be standing when you do the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? What does the stalk have to do with us? How is that a remez even in the pasuk? You could just say it's the word itself, but is there a connection? And how come this is the source for other mitzvahs that you should be standing up? It's not only tzitzis, it's by lulav, other things you should be standing up. Why is that? Why is this the source? More generally, we can ask a question. How come, let's say it this way. We've said over many times, the Ramban, in the beginning of Sefer Shemois, the Ramban points out that Klal Yisrael, that the giving of the reception, the Matan Luchas, Maimon Har Sinai, that was part of Sefer Shemois, which is the Sefer that talks about the Gula, the redemption, getting out of Mitzrayim. So the Ramban says it didn't finish with the end of the story of getting out of Mitzrayim, because we're still, in a way, we're still not considered fully free, not considered free until we have the Torah, until we have the Mishkan, like we've spoken out from the Ramban many times. So we see that the reception of the Torah was a portion of us becoming free. So we can ask a question, if that's the case, how come it had to be that we had to leave Mitzrayim, and we have a Yontif of Pesach, which celebrates us leaving Mitzrayim. It's the Chag HaGeula. It's the Yontif of redemption. But it really wasn't a full redemption. Why didn't we have the full redemption at the time of the redemption? Why didn't we get the Torah as we were leaving Mitzrayim? It should have happened simultaneously. You could say 7 weeks is almost simultaneous, but it's not the case. And we have a separate holiday commemorating Shavuos. Why? So you could say the reason why we didn't get the Torah in Mitzrayim is because we weren't fit. Everyone's very familiar that we were on a very, very low level, and we have to raise our Hashem raised us up so many levels till we were fit to receive the Torah. Or perhaps Mitzrayim was a place of tremendous tumah, of tremendous ritual impurity, spiritual impurity. It wasn't a place for the Torah to be given. But we can still ask this question, why didn't we get our Geula simultaneous with the Torah? It would seem to indicate to us, perhaps, that it is intentionally a two-step process. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be free. He wanted us to leave Mitzrayim. We weren't slaves. We became a nation of Yisrael. We became people of stature. And after we were people of stature, on top of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the Torah. So the question we're asking is, why wasn't Matan Torah simultaneous with the Geula? Why was, if that is a portion, a chelik, part of the Geula, why wasn't that not happen at the same time? Because perhaps the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show us. Don't think that when I gave you the Torah, you were nothing. No. I gave you the Torah after you all were already free. After you were already not a slave. We're already significant. You're already a nation. Now, we say, Chazal tell us that without us having the Torah, we're not really free, but we were no longer slaves. We were in a certain sense free. And the point is to tell us that, a twofold point, that first of all, Hashem gave us the Torah, and each individual one of us, and as a nation, we're special. That's why He gave us the Torah. That's why He gave it to us. But more than that, even beyond that, Hashem wants us to understand that the way for us to continue to grow, the Torah makes us, the Torah's starting point of giving us the Torah was that we were already free, we were already significant, but the Torah is supposed to make us even that much greater. For us to reach where we're supposed to be, we need to receive the Torah, we need to follow the words of the Torah, we need to live like the Torah wants us to live, and that's going to make us even greater. It's not just, oh, you were a slave, you were nothing, and now you have the Torah, but rather you were something, and the Torah makes you that much greater. The Torah makes you reach the potential where you can get to the greatest of heights. And perhaps, so that was the question we asked, how come the Torah wasn't given simultaneously with the Geula? And perhaps, we can answer our other questions with this as well. We were asking, how come, what's the connection between the fact that the stalk is standing and that we should stand when we count with the stalk, when you harvest it for the Omer, that we should also stand when we count the Sphiris Omer. But what did the stalk of the Omer, the carbon Omer, do? The carbon Omer allowed us to eat grain in our day-to-day lives, the new grain from the harvest in Eretz Yisrael. We weren't allowed to eat until this carbon was brought. And what were we counting towards? We counted 50 days towards bringing another carbon, Shtehalachem, which is a carbon from wheat, another mincha, that allowed us to bring karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash from the new grain. So that is to say, the carbon omer starts, it's for regular, it's for the regular people, it's for the regular day-to-day life living outside the Mikdash. But the carbon, we're counting towards bringing a Shtehalachem, using this new grain for holiness. It's like we said, that we got the Torah, we were already something. When we left Mitzrayim, we became something, and then we have to count towards Matan Torah, like we said, to become even greater. So the Karbon HaOmer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling you, you bring the Karbon HaOmer, and you in your regular daily life, you as regular significant people, can now eat the grain outside the Beis HaMikdash. But you have to strive for greater. You don't have to strive 50 days towards Matan Torah. You have to strive towards bringing a carbon, which is going to allow you to bring this in the Beis HaMikdash, and allow to use the grain, the new grain, in service of Hashem and holiness. And therefore we say you have to count standing up. Just like you have to count that grain. To understand that just like that grain was standing before, and that's when you did the Avodah. So you too also have to recognize that you're already standing when you're counting Sefiras Omer. But even though you're already standing, you're striving towards something even greater. How do you become greater? How do you become greater by striving towards the Torah, by doing what the Torah says, learning the Torah, performing the mitzvahs, acting in the way the Torah wants you to do. That's why perhaps you have to stand. That's the connection between the connection between looking at the stalk and us. The stalk is standing before the mitzvah is done, and we too are standing even before as we're counting towards Matan Torah. We were already standing. The Torah is just making us that much greater. And perhaps we can say that explained. That's what we learn from here about the other mitzvahs, from Svartam Lacham, we learn from Sefiras Omer, that you other mitzvahs you also have to stand. Because we said, why are we standing? We're standing to recognize that even though we already were something, but by connecting ourselves with the Torah, we're striving towards becoming the greatest and greatest and greatest we can be. How do we do that? We do that through Torah and mitzvahs. So we learn from all the other mitzvahs from here as well, that we should stand when we do the mitzvahs, because that's how we're going to raise ourselves up. We were standing once, and we're going to be standing even more. We were already standing, but by carrying out the mitzvahs, we raise ourselves up beyond what our significant self from before. So it's a tremendous chizik for us to recognize that we were special, and that's what we got to Torah. But how do we make ourselves even more special? By connecting ourselves with the Torah, with the mitzvahs, and acting the way we should. And Kadosh Baruch Hu should grant us that we should count towards Matan Torah, and we should be worthy of receiving the Torah. We should recognize every day how special we are, and even more so how special we can become.